All right, we get now to the end of the Sugya, the Braisa, which I assume you all learned. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush based on this Sugya. What I'd like to do is start backwards, start with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and then get into our Gemara instead of the usual way of doing things. Just because I think the Yisaiger Rav Shlomo Zalman drew us from here is so. I just want very much that you have a full understanding of it. Rav Shlomo Zalman has two tshuvas in which he deals with this in that we're going to discuss today. One is tshuva mem hei, as I mentioned to you yesterday, which is just the lamdish shtickle, kind of just, but it's all it is. All he goes through is the lamdish. And then tshuva pei dalid, he has a shayla lamaisa, lahalacha. And his whole pilpul that he had previously in tshuva mem hei now suddenly takes on a whole new chashiva. The otherwise a pilpul that's not so lamaisa takes on a whole bigger chashiva. Since it's the nature of people that the lamaisa opens up your eyes to the whole the lamdis. So I'd like to start with the lamaisa, and we'll work our way back to the lamdis. Shlomo Zalman there has a tshuva regarding transplanted organs, or transplanted body parts, which come from a dead body. Where somebody died, and they transplant, whatever it might be, they transplant today many, many different organs. I'm not talking things that are sakana. If they're not sakana, they transplant their retina, or they transplant kidneys, people can live without a kidney, or I had a problem with my leg, so they had to remove a bone. So they gave me the bone of a dead body. It's funny to walk around with somebody else's bone, but still the same. So I had, for a while, I had what they call a cadaver bone in my leg. It didn't work that well, so they had to redo it, and they put in metal. My doctor told me he's never going to do the cadaver again. That's, gave me a lot of chizuk. That was his last record. But lamaisa today, it's something which is done almost regularly, that body parts are recycled, so to speak. They're used again and within people. The nidain that we're going to discuss today, there's one nidain has to do with tumah, which we're not going to talk about, it's kayanis. But the nidain we're going to discuss today is the fact that a dead body is asur b'hanah min hatayr. It's an isur hanah we learn out of Egla Rufa, it's a hekish of Egla Rufa to Shom, to Thomas Shom Miriam. Learn out of a hekish that, Zereshav actually, that dead bodies are also Bahana. Shaila is, if a dead body is also Bahana, so Bishlama, if someone needs a heart transplant, it's a sakana. So Avadi, a lot of you are going to see their eyes to save someone's life. But if it's not in a sakon, what is the heter to take an aver that's asur b'hana and to transplant it into another person? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that once you transplant the aver into the new person, it comes alive again. So you put in a kidney into a person. That kidney now gets chiyus. They attach the blood vessels to the kidney, and the kidney itself functions. It has, the cells of the kidney are living cells. Or they attach it, they transplant a retina to someone's eye. So that retina now comes alive. So when it returns to its chiyus, the iser of a mace no longer applies. It's not mace anymore. It's like people get up at Chiyus HaMeisim, so their bodies are not going to be Otabana. Once you have Chiyus, so it's not a mace. So Mimela, there is no problem with the fact that it's Isuriyama. So far, so good. So once it comes back alive, there's no problem. So Shlomo Zalman declares, 1 minute. That's very good once you transplanted it already. If you meet a person who has a transplanted aver, So there's no problem because once it's transplanted, it comes alive, and it's not asavan. Rav Shlomo Zalman declares, what is the din about taking the aver in the first place? Right now it's an aver mace. Right now it's not attached to a human being. It's attached to a dead person. At that time, it's Yisurei Hana. Are you allowed to take Yisurei Hana at a time that it's Asaba Hana and render it Mutar Bahana, render it, make it usable by putting it into a living person, and in that way making it usable? That's the Nidoin, that's the Shaila that we're going to be done with. Okay, again, are you allowed to take a Aver, which is Asabana, and take it in the first place and put it into a person who's alive and render it Mutabana? Is that itself something which is Mutab? Okay, so what's the Shaila? Okay, that's what I would like to explore with you to try to get a clarified. What exactly is the question? Right, the question is this thing mutter? You ought to take Yisurei Hana and put it into the person. Now, let me just tell you, Shlomo Zalman brings a raya that four G'dayle HaPoskim would ask. The Chavis Das, the Beis HaLevi, Shlomo Kluger, and Yeshua Siakov. All four, not four different pieces, all four say the same thing, the same case, which we'll get to a little later. He says all four of them, they would hold that it's awesome. That to take, that this case would be awesome. Any transfer from a mace into their body, it would be awesome, because you're taking the aver from any Isra'ana. You're taking an Isra'ana and making a Mutaba'ana, and they hold that that's awesome. Okay.
Not by
Sakana. We're not talking by Sakana. Sakana is not our discussion. We're talking Sakana about it. But Shloim Makam Sakana. It would be the Shloim Zalman argues with the four of them. You can ask me how could he argue with all four of them? So we'll have to discuss that. Shloim Zalman takes the taikif to disagree with them. And he brings numerous rayas, three rayas from the Sefer Pesach. All three are in Vlad that we're going to hopefully learn this month. And one of those rayas is from our Taisus Pesach and Davar. That's funny, we'll go to Taisus, I didn't read the Gemara inside yet, but I assume all of you did. Taisus says that when you take chametz, which is asabana, and you burn it, and you end up with kachal, and we end up with coals, those coals are mutabahana. Now that itself is a Beferish Gemara. That if you burn chametz and you turn it into charcoal, that charcoal is mutabahana. But Taisa says more. Taisa says that you're allowed in the first place, Taisa says on our Gemara, that you should be allowed to go and burn chametz, burn Yisurei Hana, to turn it into Hedana. So isn't our Taisis exactly the same thing as the transplant Shaila? You're taking something that's Asabana and you're rendering it Mutabana. How are you doing that? You're taking the chametz, which is Yisurei Hana, and you're burning it. And you're changing it into a coal. And once it becomes a charcoal, now you can go and what do you do with charcoal?
A barbecue.
So you go and you have a mental block. So then you can use the charcoal for a barbecue, you can use the charcoal to heat up your house, whatever you want to use it for. So isn't it the same?
You have to burn it anyway. Obviously,
you have to burn it anyway. So Tyson's case is where it's Yomtif. And we're assuming, our Gemara is assuming that on Yomtif you're not allowed to burn chametz, it's just kaifa lo kli. So as far as the halacha of burning chametz, you would burn it, you kaifa lo kli. So Taisus asks, but it should be mutal l'tzarech echel nefesh. Because you're now going to burn it for echel nefesh purposes. Out the mitzvah of burning it, you would have to wait till chol hamoed to be able to burn it. Taisa's cash is that on Yom Tov itself, it's mutter to burn it. Yisrafenu v'yaseh gecholim. So we see Taisa's holds that you're allowed to do something like this, to burn something in order to render it
hetzeranu.
Cholim, you'll use that either to heat up the house, you're cold, or to cook. What? No, gecholim are coals. You can make charcoal out of it. You make charcoal. From that charcoal, you can burn something. It depends how much you burn it. You can burn it then, it's all ashes. If you have a need for ashes, it'll be good. That's the same gecholim. Gecholim are coals that you can use again to light a fire. For example, Shlomo Zalman says, all these Surya Anah, Shlomo Zalman says, you can do it all the time. I'll tell you. He would hold, Shlomo Zalman would hold it. Remember Shlomo Zalman? Taisus would hold. That all these Surya Anah, take any Surya Anah, Basa Machala, Klein, you can burn it to make it into Gecholim, and to use the Gecholim. All these Surya Anah. He brings a number of other examples of this. He brings what?
How can you compare the body bone itself when you transplant the bone? The bone itself is still there, but by burning it, it changes.
But then the bone becomes alive, which is mutabana. Or the kidney becomes alive.
But by choice, it's a case, for example, you're burning it, and the same thing.
But you see, they both change into heter. One changes into heter by being charcoal, and one changes into heter by being by becoming alive.
But
they both have issues that change into heter.
You're doing something to the object itself.
In both cases, you're doing something to the object. You're changing it. In one case, you're changing it into a living kidney. And in one case, you're changing it into a... Oh, that's a good guy, yes.
Things that have to be buried, help.
Things that are asa ba'anah, if it's true. If you take it back, okay. Those yisuri anah, where the charcoal is asa ba'anah, they don't have it. Okay, the Mishnah says that Eshadaki disreif, Mitzvasi disreif, but the charcoal is good. So these that don't have a mitzvah straight by Nachinam, the calls are us, but they're not us because there's some wrong with the straight. It's a separate reason. Shlomo Zalman brings another raya. He says that that the Gemara later on Daf Chav Vav says that a Tanur Chadash, you made a new oven, this is an oven made out of clay, which has to be heated up in order to be usable. The first time before you're baking it, you have to first dry the clay, you have to dry the cement. You used to heat it up with by making a fire. So that fire, the chavav, it says it depends on a different machlokes. But the ma'isa is a mandiyama that says mutter to do with the yisuri anah that fire. So there also, you take the yisuri anah, you're lighting a fire in an oven, and that's going to make the oven usable. Taisus on daf above. So there it's a similar thing, it's almost identical. Except there, you're using the yisuri anah to finish off the oven, and then you're going to have enough in the oven. And there it's also mutter. Because you're having enough of it as it's being burnt. You see that you're allowed to take your Yisuri Anah and burn it in a way where as it burns you can have enough from it. Yeah.
A person with K money just for a chance of, let's say a person's client, just for a chance of him being able to see, even though that person might not work and he might not be able to see, but just the chance of him getting the opportunity to see is also worth enough. It's also worth K money.
That's what I want to clarify. And let me just finish a few more examples that he brings, and then we have to get into the love of the subject. Okay, let's. Rav Shlomo Zalman gives another example, which I think is a chiddush. I mentioned to some of you that the tshuva in Siman Pei Daled is a lot easier to learn through, and that's why I made photostats. I still have a few that I gave some of you. In a lot of some of these examples, if you don't see it in Pei Daled, are in Nun Hei. In Pei Daled, he mentions another example: arla, fruit of an arla tree, a tree the first 3 years is asur b'hanah. Later in the second parak, we're going to say that the juice of the fruit of an arla tree is mutter. The juice of a fruit outside of olives and grapes, but if you have an apple the or an orange, the juice, out of its Xeris HaKasa, we learn that the juice is mutter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, now I have the same shayla. If I take an orange of an arba tree, the orange is also bound on me. Am I permitted to take that orange, squeeze it out to get juice, and drink the juice? So if I would ask you the shayla before Shia today, your gut reaction would be of Adana. Take an orange of arba, orange is also bound on me. And but the juice of an orange is mutter. So you're going to take the orange of Yisurianah, squeeze it out, get juice, and so that you can drink the juice. Once you squeeze out the juice of an arba tree is mutter. Are you allowed to squeeze out the orange to get the juice? Shlomo Zalman says, it's mustabe, it's mutter. When it's in the orange, it's awesome. When it's in the orange, it's awesome, and if you eat a kazayis, you get malchus, you pass the juice to the share of kazayis. So when it's in the orange, it's awesome. Once you take it out, it's Zayah B'Yalma, the Gemara is going to say. And once you get it out, it's good. Shlomo Zalman's chiddush is, he says, Mistaber, he doesn't mean a raya, Mistaber, that you're allowed to squeeze, not only are you allowed to squeeze, you're allowed to buy. Mutim in a peyo liknais peyo shalarva, hamashki. What? It's not, but it's not the mitzvah. Well, if in Nachinam, if you hold arla mitzvah b'sreifa, so Shem Zalman says that, then it's going to be awesome because you have an mitzvah to burn. But if you don't hold mitzvah b'sreifa, he says that it will be mutter. Nachinam.
Just like that, the juice you got
in the oven. If it came out in the oven, it's certainly allowed to drink it. That's the first preparation for Mara. Shem Zalman says, what about squeezing it in the first place in order to drink the juice?
But
so
the juice is mutter. Why can you squeeze it?
So you're saying it's partial, right? Yeah. Because what you're doing is you're taking Yisuri, Yisuri Hanar, and making it usable.
It's only awesome because it's in the food.
You know what comes out? It comes out like Shlomo Zalman. I can open up a store, I'm going to sell Yisuri Hanar, but the buyer has to promise me he's only going to have enough from it after he changes it into charcoal. Or after he changes it into juice. It comes out. Or if Shlomo Zalman has another thing. Another example. That's the problem. Pashtus shouldn't be allowed to see having a novak selling it, right? But Shlomo Zalman says that what's his other case? Yeah, Yisurei Hanah Amutter Shaloi Kederach Hanah for a Chayla. Yisurei Hanah, you're allowed to have Shaloi Kederach Hanah. That means, let's say you have a medicine which is tasteless. It tastes bad. It's made from Yisurei Hanah. So a chayla is allowed to take medicine made from treifus if kosher is not available. If kosher is available, you have to take the kosher. But otherwise, you're allowed to take medicines that are made from Yisurei Hanah. So it's the same shot. Can I take Yisurei Hanah in the first place and make it into a medicine which will then be mutter? Shlomo Zalman said that should be okay. Now,
why does Nachiyot taste bad?
What?
It doesn't taste bad.
If it tastes good, you're not allowed to have it. It's also bad, no. It's talking about chelosh she'im by sakon. It's not sakon. It's not bad. Once you take medicine, that makes him feel bad. So, if it's Yisrei Hanah, that I see, no, thank you. You should like it there, Hanah. This is, you should like it there. Thank you. What? Whatever the case might be. Now, well, you're going to have to wait until we get to the sugya. The sugya in the second paragraph, you hopefully will get there, and I don't get sidetracked into it. I'm just talking now as far as the gufa hanida. Okay, so this is Shlomo Zalman's kiddush. Now he brings, he has another example. Listen to this example. Let's say you sold your chametz to a guy for Pesach. Let's say, for argument's sake, I don't want to get into complicated issues. Let's say you put it in the guy's house. Even. You have chametz, and you put it in the guy's house. Sold to the guy. Guy put it in his house. Now, on Pesach, there's a fire in his house, or even in your house. I told you that we in the Yig, we sell the closet, right? We sell the chametz to the guy, and we sell the closet that it's in. So you have chametz. There's a guy's chametz. It's in your basement. And chalila, there's a fire in the house. Are you allowed to save that chametz? Why are you saving the chametz?
Oh, I don't know.
It's So you want to have it after Pesach. Right? It's a Geis Chavis that you plan to buy back from him. Are you allowed on Pesach to save the Chavis in the closet so that after Pesach you'll be able to be manna from it? I'm not going to have enough of it on Pesach. Geis Chavis is not also. No, I'm not. A Jew did not have enough of Geis Chavis here. On Pesach, you're not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says you even give pass the Pesach story. So you're not having a noah now. You're doing something now in order that you'll be able to have a noah after Pesach. So you're saying it's Pesach, it should be Monday.
Right.
What? It's not mine, but it's also me to have a noah from a guy's chum. It's on Pesach. So I'm not having a noah now. But I'm doing something now that's going to make it usable after Pesach.
The
guy would have to pay me, sure. It is. I'm not having a noah on Pesach. Even though I'm rendering
him,
what?
You're keeping something refrigerated for the guy. Maybe you should find out that refrigerator. You saw something refrigerated.
If I do it for the guy,
the guy's stuff. You're refrigerator.
Right. So what's your question? That
if you're keeping it for the same,
your question for Shlomo Zalman is not forever. You're saying if not for Shlomo Zalman, if not for him. All right. So let's talk about those who are. Now, yesterday Shlomo Zalman says all these things. He has more examples. Which I think I convinced everybody here that Lachayra is not good. Yeah, he says all these things are mutter. Because all these are cases where you're doing something on an Isser, but your actual physical benefit will be when it's mutter. A few of these are rayas, he proves them, and a few of them are just examples of mice. Like this last thing is just an example of mice. What? See, we don't, because the truth is we pass them in Slachy Disraifa. We can't squeeze the chakra. But if you buy oranges in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to worry about Yisrael. Because even if some yid did shalai kalach and squeezed the juice out of an orange, it's not going to look halas. The juice is gone. Okay, now, the Beis Halevi, the Chavis Das, etc., they all disagree. They all hold that it's us. And this is the case they're talking about. This is in the Beis Halevi al Hatzaira. The chelik in the back on the Yom Chanukah. At the end of Bereishis, I think it is. The end of Bereishis, he has a section on Chanukah. And he has the following case. You have leftover oil from the menorah. The leftover oil from the menorah is asabana. Why is it asabana? That's a shayla. But for today, we take on Sezer Shulchan Aruch. The Maisa Haner Sheb Menaira is Asabana. And what do? Most of us just wash it down the sink. We don't care about the little bit of oil. We talk about someone who does care about it. It's expensive. So you're stuck. Maisa Haner Sheb and Sheb Menaira. You can't do anything with it. It's Asabana. The case that they talk about is this oil. Somebody didn't know it was Asabana. They took the leftover little cups of oil and they put it back into the bottle. They put it back. Now you have a whole bottle of oil, which is a mixture of Yisurei Anah and Heter. So if you have Shishim 60 times the Heter against the Yisur, if the Mutadika oil is 60 times as much as the Asadika oil, so it's Mutter. That is no Shah. What happens if you don't have Shishim? Let's say you have a bottle which holds 50 ounces. And you put in 5 ounces. So you have 45 ounces of heter and 5 ounces of iser. So it's not papal b'shishim, it's only a 1 to 19 or 1/20th of the mixture. So what do? Well, it's all aser. So the shayla is, are you allowed now to add more oil to be mevatel b'shishim? Are you allowed to now? I don't want to lose all this whole thing of oil. So I want to pour this oil. There's 5 ounces of Isser. So 60 times 5, I would need another 300 ounces of Heter. So I'll take a pack. I'll fill it up with another 250 ounces of Heterdic oil. Pour in this 55 or whatever it is, and it'll be Mevatel B'Shishim. Am I allowed to be Mevatelit or not? So this is the shayla. You have the shayla clear? Further, let's it clear. Okay, the shayla is, the oil is already mixed into some some had to go. Am I now allowed to put it into a lot more oil and be mevatel of Yishishim in the first place? So you'll say, Eim mevatel in Isla Chachala. That you're not allowed to mevatel Isla Chachala. But the Mechaber Shita, the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is, by all other Yisurim, by Nevela, if this would have happened with oil of Nevela, the Mechaber Shita is that it's mutter. And once it fell into a small amount, you're allowed to add it to a bigger amount. The Mechaber holds, that's what we're talking about now, at the Shulchan Aruch, that by other Yisurim it would be mutter. That's what it says in Yaradaya, the Shulchan Aruch, that such a thing is mutter. And in Hilchis Pesah, in Hilchis Chanukah, in Aruch Chanukah, it says it's aser. So the Shach and Taz ask, it's a stirah. In Yaradaya it says, when it talks about Nevela, it says that it's aser. If you have oil of Nevela, it says rather it's mutter. By Nevela, it says it's mutter. And by oil of Chanukah, it says it's aser. So the Shach and Taz, why would it tzarachin on the Mechaber? How come if you would have this case by Nevela, it would be mutter to mix it in with another 300 ounces of oil? And in Hilchas Chanukah, it says that this case is aser. Why is it aser? That's the kasha that the Shach and Taz have. Okay, again, by Nevela, this case that I described to you with the oil would be mutter. It would be trefoil oil. 5 ounces of trefoil oil into 50 ounces of kosher oil. You're allowed to pour it into a big pot of oil and make the whole thing mutter. And by Hanukkah, it's aser. What's the difference? So the Beis HaLevi and the Chabad Das and Shus Yaakov and Shlomo Kluger all say the same thing. They say Hanukkah. So they all say, if I said Pesach and Hanukkah. Okay? You have a stira. It's a stira. It's just pasha. Two cases. If you have the same case with oil of Nevela, you're allowed to use a in a large amount of oil. And by Ner Chanukah, it's awesome. Why? So they all say there's a difference between something which is also by Achila and something which is also by Hanukkah. Nevela, in Yeridaya, talks about Isuri Achila. So it's also by Achila. The Mechaber holds, you're allowed to go and the Chachila pour into 300 ounces of oil and make it all mutter. Because that's an Isser Achila. Masha'en came near Chanukah, the oil of Shemin of Chanukah is Isser Hanah. Isurei Hanah. Here's the catch. They say, now what are you doing now? You're taking a bottle of 50 ounces of oil, which is also Hanah right now, and you're pouring it into the 300 ounces, or however many ounces, you're making it mutter. That itself is a hanah. You're having a benefit because you're taking oil which is aser and making it mutter. Taking something which is aser and making it mutter, that's a hanah. That itself is aser. So mamela, the Shach and Taz Kash is not shver. By Ner Chanukah, with Shemin of Ner Chanukah, which is Isurei Hanah, that you're not allowed to take that and pour it in, because that's Gufa Hanah. You're taking oil which you would have to destroy, and you're pouring it into something, you're rendering it Mutav Hanah. That itself is a Hanah. And that's
awesome.
So, by Achila, it's what you're allowed to have Hanah. Some allowed to pour it in, some allowed to have, I'm having Hanah, but you're allowed to have Hanah. And now I'm going to make it Mutav Achila. The pouring itself is not us. By Surah Anah, the pouring itself is us. This is what it says in all these Achrayim. So Zakrav Shlomo Zalman, let's think for a minute. We discussed a bunch of cases. If you think about it, this Beis HaLevi, this case is the same Shiloh. I'm taking it in Isser, and I'm making it heavy. I'm taking something which is aser b'hanah, and I'm changing it into something which is mutter b'hanah. What's the stava to you? Should you be allowed to do that? Take something that's aser b'hanah and change it into something which is mutter b'hanah. Is there a problem with that? What does the svara tell you? It is a problem. I'm taking surei hanah and I'm making it mutter. You realize we spoke today about five cases where you're either you're taking chametz and making it into charcoal, taking suri anor and making it heter, taking a dead kidney and making it alive, taking something osir and making it mutter, or you're taking orlo, which is osir b'anor, making it into liquid, which is mutter b'anor. Or you're taking chametz, which is osir b'anor, and you're making it that you should be able to have anor, you have to pay stuff from it. Or in this case, which you're taking a bottle of oil, which is osir b'anor, and by mixing it into a large amount of oil, you're making it mutter b'anor. These are all five on the same shayla. Are you allowed to take Isurei Hanah and render it into Heter Hanah and then have Hanah from it? Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it's mutter. He says it's very shataisis. And these achrenim say it's aser. Now, which mahalach do you understand? How would you understand it? If you didn't learn it, you didn't know, you didn't have any marma kinds. If I walked in today and I asked you, if you have chametz, it's aser b'anor. Once it gets burnt, the charcoal is mutter b'anor. Are you allowed to do that? Well, what does a svara think then? Am I allowed to take the chametz, burn it, make it charcoal, and then I'm going to have enough of the charcoal?
Therefore,
it should be mutter. Okay, so Eliezer, you argue it should be aser.
You have knowing that it should be mutter, you have enough.
Knowing?
Right now, knowing that you have a chance that you might be able to see. That's enough. The chance that you might be able to see is enough.
Let's say you can have it.
That's shaki aser.
You have a chance to see the charcoal. You know how to do that.
So what's the shayla? What's the nekuda of the question? What's the tzad aser? What's the tzad aser? You go basa hashta and say what? Right now it's chametz. But right now I'm not having enough for you. I understand, Eliezer, according to you, on Pesach, if I know after Pesach I'm going to eat pizza, so I'm going to do something because I know that after Pesach I'm going to eat pizza. It's not just the knowledge, it's the maizah somehow. What?
It's
a Yisrael. It's a Yisrael. I'm talking about any Surah Enoch. Chametz is a Surah Enoch.
In this case, you're doing a Maisa, not just knowing it. The whole Maisa is only because of the
end result. So you're doing a Maisa. But now, am I Nehemah from the Maisa?
Yeah, there's also before and after. I'm doing very
easily.
Am I Nehemah from the Maisa?
You were Nehemah when you were going to get the Maisa.
Huh?
Would you pay so much food as Maisa for a chance to see?
Would I pay for it?
Yeah, you would pay for this chance.
I would pay for it.
Obviously, having an
hour for this. I would pay for it because I could have an hour later, or I could pay for it because I'm having an hour right now.
Don't you have an hour for the chance to see?
Look, we have to understand this with starters. So,
when do you pay for it? When do you pay for prayer?
When is the hand off?
No.
So when is that? No, when the person goes into the surgery, he's already in the hand off?
When do you pay for surgery?
What? You pay. I don't think they guarantee this kind of surgery. I think it's you got to pay up front. But. I want everyone to try to have the problem here. I'm not trying to pass them one way or the other. I just would like you to appreciate what is the tzad of the oyster. Dovi, be very quiet today. Whatever. What's the tzad of those who ask it? What is the tzad to ask it?
Before you do it. While
you're
doing it,
you have enough. While I do it, I'm having enough. I'm having enough.
But pouring the oil into the deal.
What? The outcome is the hanah.
Are you happy now? Because of the potential outcome?
I'm happy because I'm looking forward to...
Is that
why they're asking?
It's not us for hanah. It's not the hanah.
So the noise is what's going on in your mind? Is that the need?
You would pay, but in this case, you can use the oil. You pay someone
to make it useful. Is that the Levite or is there a second way?
Yeah. I asked for something.
Many Rishayim hold that when you take Yisuri Anot, Bakal B'Shishim, Issa Nasa Hetem. Many Rishayim, I think all Rishayim hold that way in our Torah. In other words, if you add 5 ounces of Issa, 60 times that amount of Heter, many Rishayim hold you, you're allowed to drink all 61 times, even though you're Zichi eating the Issa too. Because Issa Nasa Hetem. But you're... It's not still, in which case, it's still a Suryana. In which case? By the oil? It's not. Once it's buckled to Shishim, it becomes Hatim. I mean, Taira certainly. The truth is, the Drabban is the Takam of Hites Rishayim. But the Machabra Shita, which we're talking, the Machabra holds you like drink all 61 times in one shot, even the Zichi eating the Issa. If we can figure out that it's not buckled, the only total case we can't figure it out. Then it was never buckled in the first place. Something which you could separate is not buckled. It's only buckled when the 10 pounds get separated. That's what Bithel means. Bithel means that it's not nikah. So the question, yeah. Is what? Is someone allowed to buy?
How are bones a paperweight?
Are you allowed to buy a bone? No, bones also buy a bone. You can't use it as a paperweight. Let's say I want to buy it and throw it in the garden and throw it into the yam. Am I allowed to do that? No, I mean, if I don't have anor, why would I do it? Why would I do it? It's true. But my point is, it's not the buying which is the issur, it's the using it as a paperweight which is the issur. It would seem that Shlomo Zalman is right. The anor is the practical anor that comes later. It seems, and the way all of you, at least those of you who are defending the Beis Halevi, understand it, that somehow, if in your mind you're doing something which you know you're going to have a benefit from, call that an intellectual hanar, or a hanar b'machshava, that itself is also a hanar. That seems to be what you're saying. That the fact that you're not having a practical hanar from it. The practical hanar you're having after it changes into charcoal, or after the kidney stops working. The fact that in your mind you know that you're getting richer because you're going to have one more piece of charcoal or one more piece of whatever it is, one more cup of juice, that itself is a hanar. It makes you happy. That's what it seems to be.
What I'm saying is, like, for example, the shadow, it's still oil that was used in the panel.
That status dissolved. That status disappeared. You're right that it didn't have a physical transformation. Well, you know what it's like. It's like Shlomo Zalman's case of saving the chametz on Pesach, which you're going to have after Pesach. Physically, it's going to stay the same. Just the zman is going to change. It's perhaps more similar to that case. Let me ask you. You're saying a difference, right? I always tell you. Let's say what you have is a difference. What's the difference? What's the difference? So why should that matter? So why did the Beis Halevi hold it's also about non? Which pleasure are you getting from it? At what moment are you getting pleasure from it? You get to define it. Excuse me? The pleasure is when? When you drink the oil? And when you use the oil, but then you're allowed to use the oil. That's not it. At what moment? Why can't you put yourself in that position? If you're allowed to put yourself in that position by nevela, where you're going to eat it later after it gets mixed into 60 times as much, why not be surrendered up? You have to define the moment of hana, and you can't say it's when I eat it, because by nevela it will be worth it, even though I'm eating the nevela later. You have to define the moment of hana. Yeah. Are you allowed? Animal bones. I'm with about that. All animal bones.
How about you have
a kidney from a live person, there's no Isser Hanoah. Well, there's no Isser Hanoah, they never died. If the ever. If the ever. Only a mace is also about Noah. A chai is not also about Noah. Is it ever min a chai also about Noah? I don't know. So I don't know if there's a reboy. In other words, let's say you have a living person who lay alone and loses a finger. That finger is asabana. It's not part of a dead person. It could be that it's not asabana. The reboy is only from the mace. That finger is not from the mace. The finger's dead, but it's not part of a dead body. I'm not sure what the answer is, but it won't help you. It won't help you explain our problem. I don't think you'll be able to explain. It's a point of information.
But there's still a difference between Tanakh and Tanakh. The reason of Tanakh is because you use self-evolution. There's others that's not to do that. Maybe it's not to do that. I mean, it's not on the actual one. I guess when you can't use the same, you can't use, you know, true pages, you can't.
Well, the Chanukah is also because, right, and now it's mutter. Now it's mixed 6 times as much. It's mutter. Why? What's the difference? If it's us about no, what's the difference? Why it's us about no? I don't see why it should make a difference. Right. What I'd like to know is, first of all, you can ask me how Shlomo Zalman argue with the four Gedolei Achronim. So Shlomo Zalman says he's not arguing; he's just passing like the Shach and the Taz. The Shach and Taz is the Kasha. But they don't say this Teretz. It could be this Teretz is true, like the Mechaber. But the Shach and Taz, who I hold the Shred, and he says many other Achronim is the Kasha. So he says he's passing like the Shach and Taz. So it's not just Shlomo Zalman against the world. But the question is, in Svaro, what is the machlokes here? What is the kuda, what is the point of the Isser that these four achrayim held is also? Now, I agree, it's possible that what they mean, and this is the way I understood it yesterday. This morning I woke up, I had maybe a different possible thought, but the way I understood it yesterday when I was going through this was, Shlomo Zalman understands that only a physical hanoah is also, a practical hanoah. Natural, practical anah, which means when you use the charcoal, you're having anah. And that's fine. When you burn the chametz and create the charcoal, you're not having any physical anah. So burning charcoal, changing it to burning chametz and changing it to charcoal, Shlomo Zalman holds that maisa, burning the chametz and changing it to charcoal, that's not an issur. Like Yenisa said before, if you burn it, change it into charcoal and throw it away, there wouldn't be any problem. The Beis Halevi holds, apparently it's also why. He seems to hold that when you burn the chametz and change it into charcoal, you're in the henna. In what way are you in the henna? So I'm not sure how to word it, because you feel good about it. Mm-hmm. You have a mental hana from it. In your mind, there's some mental hana that you're having from knowing that you got richer. What hana does a person have? A guy has $1 million in the bank, so he gets another million. So what I'm not is after the second $1 million. No, I'm not at all. You sit in the bank, I'd join my site. He's never going to have any benefits from it. Why is he the second million? But he feels good.
He knows that he could.
And nowadays, $2 million is not a lot of money, right? It's $100 million. So he gets the second $100 million. So why does he want a second $100 million? He's never going to have enough from it. He's going to be underground before that money gets spent. So why does he need a second $100 million? But people want it. So vice versa, that people have some type of hana in getting things. So changing chametz into something which is what is it the mental hanoah that we're talking about? or is it that his bank account becomes more? That's, I'm not sure. But he's having a hana from this happiness that he'll never be again. What does it mean to be rich? What does it mean? Let's say nobody knows.
It's not so much information.
I hear it's just hard for me to put my finger on exactly.
More money is definitely enough.
So having money is not enough. So is that what he means by having the money? Having the money is it's a mental hana or it's an actual hana?
Alright,
so you're getting something for it. So here, you're getting something for the chametz. You're getting it. It's like selling. See, this is the second way to look at it. See, you're changing there. Before we were saying it's the mental hana. Now we're saying maybe it's the fact that you now have a bigger bank account. Slightly different. Let's say you have 6 billion calls, and now you have two more.
No, you can't. So that you try to make calls, you can't make it. But you're thinking you're going to get calls, but it ends up not being calls. So it's useless.
If you make a mistake. That'll be enough, Camille. Let's say you have a type of chametz which doesn't change as it's called. And you think it does. And you'll burn it. That'll be enough, Camille. Okay. What? Can you speak? What's the Easter of? But you're going to use the oil. You're going to have oil. You're going to fry chicken in it. Meister Shemen Nechanukah Zasabana. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah. It's a separate tilpul. Why? It's the Lulav Hesek is Mutter and the Shemen of Nechanukah Zas. Since this is Mutter, and Meister Shemen Nechanukah Zas. You want to know why? So that's a separate question. You know, yesterday I told you it's in Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's Tshuvan and Hei Oisteis. It's a nice Aleph, he talks about why Shemen is Zas. And that's not our discussion. It's our Neshav's Mutter, Nechanukah Zas. Okay? It's Mamaisa Sasa, awesome. Machabad Sasa. Awesome. Okay? It's awesome. Okay, good. I didn't write it, it says in Shulchan Aruch. People ask me shyness, I tell them it's not kosher. I always tell them, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't write this stuff, I'm just telling you why it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, all it was us, so okay, good. The truth is, you're not 100% wrong. It's really only the first half hour's worth of oil is awesome. Like my menorah at the end, the oil is really mutter. The burnt half hour, the leftover oil after that is really mutter. But that's not a discussion. I thought I don't want to get into it. Enough for now, I'll put the issue. Let me tell you, this. I learned this from Shlomo Zalman yesterday. The truth is, it's a very, to understand the machlokes, it requires a lot of deep thought to come to it. What happened is afterwards, last night, I was learning Navi, as I sometimes do. And I had a kasha. I had a kasha which I had from before. And a funny thing that I was thinking of Shlomo Zalman, pretend I understand this whole discussion. Now you might jump on me and say, there's no shaitis, but give me a chance. Okay, there's a case, the maisa happens in Navi, where a certain melech tzadik, because the Gemara calls him tzadik rabba, certain king, he takes the throne and he kills the king that was there before him. It's a rasha and he kills him. The children of the king that were there before him, he also wants to kill. He's called Avi Navi. And what happens is someone else kills the 70 children that this melech had and sends him their heads. Takes their heads, 70 heads, and he ships it to him to UPS. You know, sends the ship in pots and he sends it. This king took the 70 heads and he made, at the gate of the city, he made two big piles of heads so that everyone who comes in should see it. Why did he do it? It was out nothing. He felt that by putting out this advertisement, no one will give him problems anymore. You know, 70, everyone will realize that the previous malchus is gone. So that's two problems. One problem is the chiyuv kavura, because he left it overnight, he left it till the next morning. One problem I had a kasha that was a chiyuv kavura. How was the Eimer on the Daraisa covered it for Enoch? And Right, so that adds, it had a possible teretz. And the second kasha was that he's in the henna. He's in the henna from these heads. He's standing on the from the mace. And I started thinking, is that in the henna? What henna does he have from the mace? No practical henna. No physical henna from the mace. Do you have any, he didn't draw any physical benefit from the mace. It's all a mental henna. What's the mental henna? He's got the other people around are going to be afraid of it. According to Rav Shlomo is the Halvim, according to Beit Halevi, is it or is it the same issue? See, it depends on what we were talking about before. If the Beit Halevi asked if you have more money in your bank account, maybe here also. You have more security in your mouth. Not sure it's the same. It's nothing physical.
You can't point to something and say, huh?
You can't point to a physical benefit that you have. So maybe it is similar.
You would pay money for it.
Well, that's good for the city of the Machlaikis. That has a shaykhus. We mechalek. We paskin that Koel and Mara is not a hana, and Reyach is. We paskin one of them is, the other two are not. Koel and Mara is not. All right. I think it's a very geschmacka. This whole topic is a very geschmacka thing. I would like that you spend some time on it. I still have a few copies of Beis Halev. You should please have a Havana. There's one PS. The one PS is that when you transplant a bone into a person, that bone does not come back alive. It's not the same as transplanting a kidney. A kidney has to be transplanted within moments of being taken out of the mace. A dead bone is a bone bank in Florida that serves the whole country, and people who need to transplant the bones, the bone could be dead for 2 years already. It doesn't become alive. A dead bone is what they transplant. What? A bone, is the bone ever alive? Yes, the bone is alive. Bones have the ability to grow. So they're alive, bones grow. The cells die, the bone cells are dead. There are bone cells which have a different nature than regular cells, but they're alive. So the question then is, how will that person allow to transplant the bone that remains in Surya not for always? So the truth is, Ramesh has a truth about this. And he's a machlaikis, machabara, and gra. If mace akum is also b'adam, is it only mace Yisrael? We learn that of a pasuk by Miriam, who was Jewish, that only a mace Yisrael is also b'adam, or is it even mace akum? The goyish a dead body also b'adam. That's a machlekes mechaber negra. And Ramesh writes that the tzarchei refuah, the person is allowed to be sevech on the mekilim. So you go baserize. It's called the parish merubah parish. And the truth is, even in the Makkah Kviyasa, it's probably not known who it's from, because by law they're not allowed. According to the law, you're not allowed to know the person who gave the avos. They don't want people buying avar. So it's probably even it's buffalo ready in the bank, and that's why it's mutter. But in Achinami, everything we discussed today, by Jewish folk, which is us about now, this one applies. It doesn't come back alive. First of all, not allowed to be out of the way. Okay, I'll confirm this discussion. We're still for next Sunday. We're going to get to that.